All right, time to talk arts news now with Claire Nichols. Hi, Claire.
Hi, Jason. Let's start at the movies today, where a big-name director has walked away from the next instalment of a major film series.
Yes, I'm breathing a sigh of relief with this one, I must say, but go on.
So I'll tell you, the director is the Englishman Danny Boyle. You'll know him from Slumdog Millionaire and Trainspotting from 96. And the film series that he's left, you know what it is, Jason, but let me give everyone else a little musical hint.
Yes, I play that when I walk into the studio on Thursday mornings.
Yes, DeRosso, Jason DeRosso. We're talking about the James Bond series here. Danny Boyle has been signed on to direct the 25th Bond movie, which will star the English actor Daniel Craig. Now, this partnership was announced with a lot of fanfare in May this year, with producers saying they were delighted to have the exceptionally talented Boyle on board. But this week, a new post appeared on the official James Bond Twitter account. It reads, Michael G. Wilson, Barbara Broccoli and Daniel Craig today announced that due to creative differences, Danny Boyle has decided to no longer direct Bond 25.
Yeah, I never really thought he had the chops. I quite like him as a director, but yeah, where does this leave the next film?
Well, it's not quite clear. Look, this film doesn't have a title yet. It was due to begin shooting in December and to be released in October next year. And of course, that is all now up in the air. Now, Boyle had worked on the script for this 25th Bond film with his Trainspotting scriptwriter, John Hodge. It's not clear now, Jason, if that script can or will still be used. But there is another script out there. And stay with me for this, because there was an original screenplay for Bond 25 written by the frequent Bond collaborators Neil Purvis and Robert Wade. They wrote the last six James Bond films, so all of the Daniel Craig films and two of the previous Pierce Brosnan films. And when Danny Boyle came on board with this project, he actually replaced that script with this new one by himself and Hodge. So maybe producers might go back to that original script to get shooting on time.
Yeah, Daniel Craig is definitely staying with this project.
Oh, look, we think so. Mm. The fact that his name was in that Twitter post really kind of declares that he is still on board for this project.
Yeah.
But as you know, there's been a lot of speculation that this will be the last time that he plays James Bond. And with all that Boyle drama, there has been those talks about who should be the next Bond have resurfaced.
I'm on team Idris Elba.
Well, look, so many people want Idris Elba from The Wire and Luther to play Bond. And Elba has said again and again that he's not going to be the next Bond. He actually just said it in the last 24 hours. Again, he won't do it, but he's messing with us, Jason. He did a post on social media recently where he introduced himself as Elba, Idris Elba. And on the weekend, he DJed a set at the Elro London Town Festival. And one guess what track he opened his set with?
Hilarious.
Yeah,
He has such a great screen presence. He is the man that other men want to be. So I reckon he'd be
including
great.
Including you, maybe.
Yeah. Daniel Craig's not bad either. Just briefly, Kelly Marie Tran.
Yeah, she's written a really powerful piece for the New York Times. You'll know her from Star Wars The Last Jedi. She played the role of Rose Tico. And it was a role she got this huge amount of backlash for. Some fans didn't like what Rose did in that movie. And in June, she actually had to delete her Twitter account after receiving this barrage of racist and threatening attacks online. She's written an article for the New York Times saying that, you know, those attacks really confirmed feelings she's had through her life about belonging in the margins and spaces. And look, our friends on Stop Everything are going to talk a bit more about this story.
Great stuff. Yeah.
Coming out soon.
I mean, it's great piece. Sad story, but in a way also, she's having a moment, which is great. Thank you, Claire.